由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a delight for us to bring you this broadcast on a regular basis.
我们很开心能够按时呢为你提供天路导向的节目。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听天路导向的话，
we have just started a series of broadcasts called Biblical Compassion.
我们现在呢正在播出一个系列叫做上帝的怜悯。
We are studying the book of Jonah.
我们正在看着约拿书，旧约的约拿书。
Last time we've learned that we could not find a clearer example about the love of God in the Old Testament than in the book of Jonah.
上一次我讲到呢，在旧约里面没有一本书好像约拿书这样彻头彻尾去看到上帝对人的大爱。
Let me summarize what we have said in the past.
咁喺度，我先讲下我上次讲咗啲乜嘢。
Jonah disobeyed the Lord and was trying to run away on a boat.
约拿唔听上帝讲说话，企图系坐船离开，逃避上帝嘅面。
A ferocious storm blew up.
跟住船上面就遇上咗狂风大浪。
The sailors knew the storm was unnatural.
啲水手呢都发现今次嘅风浪呢非比寻常。
The pagan sailors were trying desperately to escape.
呢啲异教徒嘅水手呢希望用好多好多嘅方法嚟死里逃生。
The problem was Jonah who put himself ahead and above the word of God.
但係原来问题係出喺约拿嘅身上，因为佢将自己放喺比对上帝更加重要嘅地位上面。
Then we began to look at the first irony in the story that is found in verse 6 of chapter 1.
上一次的最后我就提到了在第一章第六节里面有一个很具讽刺意味的情节。
There we see Jonah when the pagan captain wakes him up.
原来就是个船长过来叫醒了约拿。
When I left you the last time, I promised to tell you what happened next.
在上次节目最后的时候呢，我答应过你，我会告诉你听之后会发生什么事。
I want you to listen to the scripture as we read from Jonah chapter 1 verses 7 to 9.
如果呢你有圣经的话，请你翻开约拿书一章第七到九节。如果没有圣经都没问题的，我会为你读出约拿书一章七到九节，里面是这样说的。船上面的人呢就互相去讲了，说来啦，我们去抽签看看哪一个搞到我们有今次这样的灾祸啊。跟着他们就抽签了，抽签就抽到约拿出来。跟着人就跟他讲话，约拿麻烦你告诉我们听，为什么啊这个灾祸会临到我们，是因为哪个啊？你做哪行的？你在哪里来的？你是哪个国家的人？是哪一族的人？跟着约拿就说，我是希伯来人，我敬畏的是耶和华，那个创造沧海罕地的天上面的上帝。
I try to imagine Jonah when the captain wake him up.
我们读过正话段经文，你现在可以去想一下，当个船长叫醒约拿的时候，约拿是怎样样的呢？
Imagine when Jonah came up on deck and all of the sailors began to yell at him.
你可以想象一下，当约拿去到甲板上面，跟着所有的水手都对着他大喊大叫的那种情况。
Who are you?
你是谁来的？
Who is your God?
边个系你嘅上帝啊？
Where are you going?
你要去边度啊？
And Jonah then replies with honesty.
约拿跟住就好老实咁样讲。
Well, my name is Jonah.
我叫约拿。
And I'm running away from God.
我依家逃走紧，我要躲避上帝嘅面。
Can you imagine what those sailors might have said next?
你谂唔谂到嗰啲水手之后会讲啲乜嘢呢
？Well, which God are you talking about？
吓，你个神系边个啊
？Because we carry lots of gods as cargo。
哎，我哋船上面嗰啲货物里面，哎，乜嘢神都有啦。
We just brought 5 statues of Baal from Lebanon。
哎，我哋啱啱喺黎巴嫩嗰度啫嘛，请咗5台巴力神像过嚟啊。
And we have taken several Ashtoreth and Ashtaroth to Gaza。
哎，我哋啊，都将阿舍拉同阿斯他录咧嗰啲神像要运去加撒啫嘛。
Which one are you talking about？
你个神系边个啊
？Then all of a sudden, just for a moment, Jonah became spiritually sober, and he said to them，
呢个时候呢，约拿就突然间好似属灵里面突然间，哎，一扎醒就答佢哋啦。
No, 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 you don't understand。
哎，唔系唔系唔系，你唔明噶啦。
The God I worship is the God of the universe。
我所侍奉嘅呢个上帝系宇宙嘅主宰嚟嘅。
The God I worship is the God who made the sun and the stars and the moon。
佢系创造咗太阳、创造咗月亮、创造咗星宿。
The God I worship is the God who made the land and the sea。
我敬拜嘅呢位上帝创造海洋、创造陆地。
The God I worship is the God who sees all things。
我所敬拜嘅呢位上帝，佢无所不知、无所不能。
The God I worship is the God of power and might。
我所拜嘅呢位上帝系充满能力同埋威严嘅上帝。
And you can imagine how their jaws must have dropped。
咁样你可以谂到嗰啲水手听到呢句说话，真系目瞪口呆。
And their eyes got as big as saucers。
隻眼就会擘到好大吓咁样。
And they looked at him and said，
跟住佢哋望住约拿就会讲啦。
You have got a battle on your hands， Jonah。
约拿，你大镬啦。
How can you run away from this kind of God？
你点解可以从呢个咁犀利嘅神面前去走㗎
？And in verse 10 you're going to find the second irony。
去到第十节，我哋就会睇到第二个几句讽刺性嘅事啦。
Let's read verse 10。
让我哋一齐嚟读出第十节，就系、是、讲到咧，佢哋就大大咁样惧怕，对约拿讲话：，喂，你做咗啲咩事啊？原来佢哋已经知道约拿喺度躲避紧耶和华，因为约拿话咗俾佢哋听。
The pagan sailors were terrified of Jonah's God。
原来呢一啲异教徒嘅水手呢，系好惊约拿拜嘅呢位上帝。
The sailors feared God more than Jonah did。
我想话俾你听，呢啲异教徒水手啊，惊上帝多过约拿惊上帝。
The pagans knew the God of the Old Testament Hebrews by reputation。
呢啲水手一早就听过呢位希伯来人嘅上帝嘅威名。
They've all heard the stories of how the God of the Hebrews did mighty things for his people.
佢哋亦都听讲过上帝点样为佢自己嘅选民做奇妙嘅大事。
That he was the God who sent plagues to Pharaoh.
就系呢位上帝曾经降十灾俾法老。
That he was the God who parted the Red Sea.
就系呢位上帝让到红海嘅水曾经分开。
That he was the God who closed the Red Sea and drowned Pharaoh's army.
就是这位的上帝曾经让红海的水覆盖在法老的军队上面浸死了他们。
That he was the God who provided them with manna in the wilderness.
就是这位上帝曾经在旷野里面用玛拿喂养以色列人。
They knew that the God of the Hebrews was the one who made the walls of Jericho crumble.
他们知道就是希伯来人的上帝让耶利哥的城墙倒塌。
They knew that Yahweh was known for being a loving and faithful God.
他们知道耶和华是一位充满仁爱信实的上帝。
But they only knew Yahweh by reputation.
但是他们以前只是听过耶和华的名。
But now they come face to face with one of his apathetic followers.
但是现在 佢哋竟然面对面见到一个耶和华嘅冷淡嘅跟随者。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very, very carefully if you are a believer.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你已经是信徒的话，请你仔细地去听一下。
In some situations, you are the only person who represents Jesus Christ in your environment.
在某些环境里面，可能只有你能够成为耶稣基督的代表。
And the way you act,And the way you behave is going to reveal to them what kind of God you worship.
而你的行为、你的言语都会好影响其他人对你那位敬拜的上帝的印象。
And these sailors responded as if to say to themselves,
而这些水手呢，见到约拿的象征之后呢，他们都会这样说。
Who would want to run away from such a God?
有边个会想从呢一位咁犀利嘅上帝面前去走啊
？Who would want to disobey such a God？
有边个敢去唔听呢个咁嘅上帝讲嘢啊
？In fact, they even asked Jonah in verse 11.
甚至啊，佢哋喺第十一节就去问约拿啦。
What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us？
我哋要向你做啲乜嘢，个海先会平静呢
？Jonah's counsel to the pagan sailors was far more desperate than you can imagine。
你一定估唔到约拿系点样去建议嗰啲水手啊
？He did not say turn the boat around。
佢冇讲过话啊，翻转头啦，翻转头啦。
He did not say take me back to Nineveh and the storm will be over。
佢又冇话将我带去尼尼微，咪冇风暴咯。
He did not say I need to repent and obey the Lord, and the storm will be over。
佢都冇话我要向上帝悔改，听从上帝嘅说话，风暴就会停噶啦。
No, let's look at what he said in verse 12 of chapter 1.
嗱，我哋去睇下佢喺约拿书一章十二节，约拿书一章十二节里面系点样讲噶？佢话。约拿就对啲水手话啦：，你哋将我抬起嚟，抌落海里面，个海就平静啦。我知道你哋遭遇呢一次嘅大风浪系因为我嘅缘故。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细去听啦噃。
Here's what Jonah was basically saying in verse 12.
约拿呢喺第十二节里面所讲嘅说话呢，意思系乜嘢呢
？I would rather die.Then do the Lord's will in my life.
我要死都唔要做上帝要我做嘅嘢啊
！I would rather die than obey.
我要死我都唔顺服佢啊
！That's what verse 12 is all about.
呢一个就系十二节里面约拿嘅意思啦。
Do you know that some believers are so stubborn that they actually would rather die than do the will of God in their lives?
你知唔知道有啲信徒真係好顽固嘅，宁愿死都唔肯听上帝嘅话语。
Some of you might be asking right now.
可能你而家都问緊。
Can a believer really become so hardened that he or she prefers death to obeying and doing what God wants them to do?
係咪真係有啲咁顽固嘅基督徒啊，宁愿死都唔肯听上帝讲嘢
？I wish I could say no to that question.
其实我都希望讲系冇噶
，But unfortunately the answer is yes。
但系好可惜嘅系太多添啦。
Sin can deceive to the point of death。
罪恶呢可以将一个人置于死地噶。
In 1955，
喺1955年嘅时候
，There was a well-known church leader who was the first bishop to lead major denomination into unbelief。
有一位著名的教会领袖呢，他是第一个的教会的主教，是带着他整个宗派去离开信仰。
He was the first modern bishop to openly doubt the virgin birth and biblical revelation.
佢亦都系第一位现代嘅主教咧，系去质疑啊童贞女怀孕嘅事实，同埋圣经启示嘅主教。
And at the end of his life,
而喺佢过身之前咧
，he became an alcoholic.
佢已经成为咗一个酒鬼啦。
And he had three marriages.
佢结过三次嘅婚。
One son attempted suicide.
佢嘅其中一个仔呢，更加自杀。
And then the former bishop drifted into the occult.
呢位以前嘅主教呢，后嚟啊，更加陷入异端里面。
He eventually claimed that he made contact with his dead son through a medium.
佢甚至话透过灵媒咧，佢经常去揾到佢死咗嘅仔。
Finally, he died alone on the Judean hills in 1969.
最尾佢喺1969年好孤独咁样喺犹太嘅一个小山丘上面死咗。
It is said that he died while he was writing another heretical book.
据讲咧话佢死之前正喺度写紧另一本异端嘅书。
This bishop's story is tragic not only for himself.
呢位主教嘅故事呢，唔单止对佢自己嚟讲系悲剧。
But also for his family and the church that he misled.
而更加对佢嘅家庭同埋佢所带领嘅教会都系悲剧。
But that's what sin does.
但系咁样真系罪所带嚟嘅结果啊嘛。
Give sin enough time.
只要你俾罪有足够嘅时间。
Enough opportunity.
俾罪有足够嘅机会。
And enough fuel.
你俾罪有足够嘅动力
，and it will devastate you。
罪就会为你带嚟毁灭性嘅结果。
My listening friends, this is very important.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，好重要的。
Disregard for the word of God and the will of God in your life has its consequences.
如果你在你的生活里面漠视上帝的话语和漠视上帝的旨意，一定会为你带来相应的后果。
The third irony is in verses 14 to 16.
第三个很有讽刺性的事呢，是记载在14节去到16节。
Let's listen to the word of God.
好，请你听我读出约拿书一章十四到十六节，就话佢哋就求告耶和华话：耶和华，我哋恳求你，你唔好因为约拿呢个人嘅性命让到我哋死啊！你唔好使到流无辜人嘅血嘅罪归俾我哋啊！因为你耶和华系随自己嘅意思去行事。跟住呢，佢哋咁样祈完祷之后，就将约拿抬起掟入海里面，跟住海嘅狂风大浪就停咗啦。跟住呢啲人呢，就大大咁样敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭并且许愿。
The pagan sailors cried to the Lord.
我哋见到呢啲异教徒嘅水手呢，就向上帝呼求。
Someone said the following.
有人咁样讲喎。
Non-believers never look better than when they are compared with some believers.
有啲时候呢，当我哋将非信徒同信徒比较嘅时候，可能有啲未信耶稣嘅人同信咗嘅人，可能未信嘅人好过佢添。
Certainly that is true in Jonah's case.
喺约拿嘅故事里面呢，正正就系咁啦。
Jesus' own people cried out for his blood.
耶稣啊！都是他自己的同胞大声说钉他十字架钉他十字架啦。
While the pagan Pontius Pilate was reluctant to kill Jesus and was trying to stop the crucifixion.
反而作为外邦人的总督比拉多会试图说哎你们冷静点冷静点你是不是真的想我杀他、啊、他们试图制止犹太人那场无辜的残杀。
Why?
为什么会发生这样的事呢？
Because the pagans saw that Jesus was a righteous man.
因为连外邦人都知道耶稣是一个义人，是无辜的。
Throughout history, we see incidents where God's people are more blind than unbelievers.
纵观历史呢，我哋都唔难发现到上帝嘅子民呢，比唔信上帝嘅人更加差。
Jonah was running to the ends of the earth.
约拿系要走到去天涯海角。
Why?
点解约拿要咁样做呢
？Jonah wanted to avoid seeing heathens being converted to God and receiving His blessings.
因为约拿唔愿意见到外邦人回转归向上帝，并且接受上帝嘅福气。
And what does Jonah get on the ship?
咁究竟约拿喺船上面遭遇咗啲乜嘢呢
？He sees heathens converted on the boat right there with him.
佢就系见到同佢同船嘅人竟然就悔改归向上帝。
How can God speak to us more clearly?
有乜嘢嘢比呢啲嘢更加清楚证明咗上帝嘅说话系真实呢？
Because God loves His own, He loves them to the end, and He will always love them.
你知道，因为上帝系爱属于佢嘅人，上帝爱佢哋就爱到底。
And that is why He calls them again and again.
所以点解上帝要一再咁样呼唤佢哋？
God might be warning someone who's listening right now.
可能今日呢，我哋在座嘅听众朋友呢，听到上帝正喺度警告紧你。
Maybe this is a final warning to someone who's listening right now.
可能上帝今日对你嘅警告系你最后嘅机会。
I do not know.
我实在唔知道。
It is between you and God.
只有上帝知道，你都知道。
And that is why God welcomes repentant believers with open arms when they repent.
上帝总系会张开佢嘅双臂，欢迎嗰啲愿意悔改归向佢嘅人。
There is an old hymn that was written by a young man who was 23 years old.
我记得有一首古老嘅诗歌系一位23岁嘅年轻人写嘅。
The song is titled "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing."
呢首歌个名叫做《万福源头歌》。
The third verse contains the phrase.
第三节系咁样写噶。
Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love.
我心知道，心意放荡，远离所爱之真神。
This was a prophetic song.
其实呢首系一首预言嘅诗歌。
Because the young man, after writing this hymn, wandered as far away from God as anyone can.
因为呢个年青人啊，写完呢首歌之后，真系完完全全咁样离开咗上帝。
But one day he was riding in a coach.
但系有一日，当佢去搭一架马车嘅时候
，A woman sitting across from him began humming this hymn.
有一位女士呢，就坐喺佢对面，佢喺度哼住呢首歌。
She noticed that he was being affected by the humming of the song.
跟住呢个时候，嗰位女士就发现坐喺对面嗰个男人呢，好受感动。
She did not know who he was.
佢唔识得呢个人嘅。
So she engaged him in a conversation and began to talk with him about the Lord.
跟住呢个女人呢，就开始同嗰个好受感动嘅男人呢，去讲紧信仰嘅问题。
She began to talk to him about the love of God and the forgiveness of God.
佢讲到关于上帝嘅慈爱同埋宽恕。
The man was overcome with emotion.
呢个男人呢，终于抑制唔住自己嘅感情啦。
As he wept and sobbed, he said to her,
佢开始喊，跟住同女人讲
，Madam, I am the poor, wretched man who wrote that hymn many years ago.
佢话：夫人，我就系好多年前写呢首歌嗰位可怜嘅叛逆者。
I would give 1,000 worlds if I had them to enjoy the joy and the peace that I had back then.
如果我可以嘅话，我愿意用千千万万个世界嚟换翻我曾经拥有嘅喜乐同埋平安。
This lady used the songwriter's own words to bring him back to the Lord.
呢位女士咧就用呢首诗歌将写歌嘅人再一次带翻到嚟上帝嘅面前。
We are all prone to wonder.
我哋所有人都系偏行己路嘅人。
We are all prone to deception.
我哋都系诡诈不义嘅人。
Self-deception is the worst of all.
自我欺骗就系世界上面最差最差嘅事。
And that is why we need each other.
呢个就系点解我哋需要彼此提醒。
To hold each other up from the clutches of sin.
要去互相扶持，免得被罪恶去辖制。
And the devastation of sin.
我哋亦都要一齐去脱离罪恶嘅毒害。
Perhaps there's someone who's listening today who's been living in sin and disobedience.
可能你今日系身陷喺罪恶同埋悖逆里面。
God is calling you back.
上帝今日就要呼唤你翻翻嚟。
Will you say yes, Lord Jesus?
你愿唔愿意讲话？系噶，我愿意啊，耶稣。
I repent of my sins.
我愿意向你承认我嘅罪。
I receive your forgiveness.
求你去饶恕我啊。
Help me never to wander away from your fold again.
求你帮助我永远唔再离开你嘅保护啊。
Thank you for answering my prayers, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，多谢你垂听我嘅祈祷啊。
Amen.
阿门。听众朋友，正话选嚟嘅万福源头歌系第四节嘅万福源头歌。每一首嘅圣诗，好多时候呢，去到第三节都会讲到，我哋就算经历死荫嘅幽谷，我哋都唔怕遭害，因为耶和华必定与我哋同在。而第四节就系讲到，当我哋回转之后，我哋回到去耶和华嘅怀抱之后，我哋系会得着美满丰盛嘅生命，亦都系同呢一位诗歌作者一样。虽然佢好容易离开上帝，但系最终佢都翻到去上帝嘅怀抱里面，被佢去拥抱。如果你想继续知道约拿嘅故事系点样发展呢？希望你下一次继续留意天路导向，喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你。我哋喺下次天路导向同样时间再会。